2024 turned out to be a terrible year for Drake. His over a decade run at being the top artist in hip-hop came to a sudden halt after Kendrick challenged him publicly to a back and forth. Drake and Kendrick's beef was no doubt the beef of the decade. As for months, they were the only two talked about when it came to hip-hop. Eventually, most people came to the conclusion that Kendrick destroyed Drake with its hit song Not Like Us, a song that not only ruined Drake's reputation, but also made him turn on his own label. A few months after being hit with Kendrick's atomic bomb, Drake decided to start legal proceedings to sue his own record label, claiming that his record label UMG had conspired to defame him and devalue him ahead of his record contract renegotiations using Kendrick's hit song Not Like Us. Now, Drake is risking everything, his career, his reputation, and possibly even his life as he officially sued UMG. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Drake risking it all to sue his record label. But before we begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. The music industry since day one was designed to take advantage of not only the audience, but also the artist. To those in the record business, the fans are only seen as consumers, while the artists are only seen as the product. An artist is only as valuable as the number of consumers they can attract. It doesn't matter how talented an artist is or how good their music is. Nothing else matters to those who run the music industry. While Drake was the highest-selling rapper in the last decade and has made UMG billions of dollars, they had no issues feeding him to the sharks the moment his popularity was no longer at its peak. 2024, before the Drake and Kendrick beef, was a very bad year for hip-hop in general. Sales were relatively low for the genre, and record labels were having issues creating new rap superstars. The effects of the SoundCloud era were finally catching up to the music industry. The SoundCloud era was an era in music that the record labels took much advantage of. These couple of years in hip-hop drained the life out of the genre, and by the time the record labels noticed it, it was too late. They had drained the genre dry, nearly killing it all in the name of money. If you haven't noticed, there hasn't been any massive rap superstars in the last 3 years. Only rappers that become popular but don't seem to cross over to superstar status like a Drake or a Kendrick. This is bad news for labels like UMG, whose success relies on these big superstar artists. Since the labels were having trouble creating new superstars, their hope lied in the hands of their already big artists like Drake and Kendrick. Both Drake and Kendrick are associated with UMG. Drake is signed to Republic Records, which is owned by UMG, while Kendrick is signed to Interscope, which is also owned by UMG. Essentially, both of these artists are owned by UMG. In 2024, UMG was struggling to grow on the stock market. UMG went public on the stock market back in 2021, meaning they have to show revenue growth to their investors to keep their company growing. The stock market revealed that UMG stocks were struggling in 2022 and 2023. Talks of streaming not growing and reaching its peak only made investors more hesitant to invest in UMG, while those who were already invested started to pull out. By April 2024, UMG stock fell down to 23 euros. And it was on a decline. Those in charge of UMG had to do something in order to fix this problem, to keep investors happy while inviting new investors, which they did in May 2024, as May turned out to be the month where the stock rose to its highest point of the year. On May 7th, UMG reached an all-time high of 29.49 euros per stock. This was the biggest rise of the entire year for UMG, and the stock significantly fell by July 2024. May was a great month for UMG, and it made investors happy and got plenty of new investors. Now, what happened in May 2024 that made UMG stock prices go up so much? Well, May just so happened to be the same month that Drake and Kendrick started their very highly publicized beef, with Kendrick kicking off the beef with Euphoria on April 30th, and then Drake responding to Kendrick with Family Matters on May 3rd, with Kendrick dropping Meet the Grams on the same day, then the next day, May 4th, dropping his atomic bomb against Drake. Not Like Us. Drake then responded to Kendrick with The Heart Part 6, but it was already too late, and the damage had already been done. The whole world was calling Drake a certified PDFer. Now, it's no coincidence that by May 7th, the stock for UMG had reached its highest point of the year. This was a direct reaction to the Drake and Kendrick beef that was pumping new life into the music industry. This rap beef temporarily gave life to UMG and made them so much money. Now, if you think this was only a coincidence, then you don't know how the music industry works at all. You need to understand that both Drake and Kendrick were signed to UMG no matter how you look at it. Some people think that Kendrick is independent and only has a distribution deal with UMG, and they don't control his music at all. This is false, and those who say this don't understand how the music industry works. UMG has a lot of control over Kendrick's music, and they're the ones with the final say-so when it comes to releasing music. Normally, the record label wouldn't allow a beef between two of their two main superstars for many reasons. But the main reason is to protect the reputation of their big superstar artists. In a rap beef, one person has to lose, and usually, when they lose, their career then pays the price. For instance, look at the 50 Cent versus Ja Rule beef. After 50 Cent beat Ja Rule in that rap beef, Ja Rule's career was pretty much over. Same thing with Drake and Meek Mill. Meek never recovered from the damage that was done. UMG knew that by letting Drake and Kendrick beef, one of them would end up losing, which means one of their big artists' career would end up dying, which would only result in the loss of money for the label. Remember, when these labels sign these artists, they give them a huge advance. An advance the record label has to make back by the artist dropping music that is consumed by the audience. If the artist loses a beef and then the audience loses interest in the artist, the record label then loses all that money they invested into the artist because no one is listening to their music. So normally, this beef would have been stopped by the labels behind the scenes before any diss tracks were dropped. Kendrick wouldn't have gotten his records cleared dissing Drake, and it's the same vice versa. The record label wouldn't sign off on this beef because it would eventually cost them money. But UMG was in a bad place at the time and needed a real revenue boost to keep the investors happy. And this beef was gonna be the perfect thing to do that. They knew this beef would bring life back to hip-hop and to these two artists. This is why I believe UMG created this beef and were the ones who came up with the idea for Kendrick and Drake to beef in the first place. This is why when the beef kicked off, I made a video telling you guys this beef was all staged. Fake beef to revive hip-hop. To this day, I am confident they approached Drake and Kendrick and told them this beef would be great for business. It was supposed to be a clash of the titans in a controlled environment. This would explain how records like Not Like Us were cleared by the label. Records where Kendrick openly called Drake a PDFer. A record like this would have not been able to be put out unless UMG cleared it. Kendrick cannot drop music without UMG signing off on it and providing a release date. So the fact that UMG had no issues with clearing Not Like Us tells us they were completely in agreement with this beef on both sides. Now at the end of it all, Drake lost the beef and was obliterated by Kendrick. The world unanimously chose Kendrick as the winner, and Drake's career dealt with the consequences. Drake became a laughingstock and everyone turned on him. The entire world was dancing to a song calling him a certified PDFer. Now this leads us to present day, with Drake deciding to sue UMG. While most people are clowning Drake, claiming he's only suing because he lost the beef, when you read the lawsuit, you quickly learn why Drake is actually suing. Now I will be the first to admit, Drake wouldn't have sued if he had won the beef. So in a way, he is suing because of him losing the beef. But in his lawsuit, he isn't suing Kendrick Lamar for embarrassing him and calling him a PDFer. He's suing the label for rigging the beef and making sure he lost. Now, does this make it right or wrong? I honestly don't care. What I care about is the fact that Drake is crashing out on his label, exposing how the industry really works because he believes he was set up. Now, you may be asking, why does Drake feel like he was being set up by the labels? Didn't he choose to get in this beef on his own? Well, like I already stated, this beef was created by UMG as a stunt to revive hip-hop. They have planned this beef since the very beginning. They also chose the winner since the very beginning, something that Drake didn't know was the case when he likely agreed to the beef. Now, this is when things get seriously messed up and truly interesting. See, Drake claims in his lawsuit that UMG rigged the beef so Kendrick would win to devalue Drake and make him worth less than what he was worth. See, 2024 just so happened to be the last year of Drake's current contract with UMG. He only owed them one more project, which was said to be a collaboration project with his artist Party Next Door. Once Drake handed that project in, his contract with UMG would officially end, and Drake would end up becoming a free agent. This would mean that if UMG wanted to keep Drake on their roster, they would have to offer him a new deal that he would want to sign. The only problem is that Drake was expecting more money than his previous deal in order to sign a new deal. The amount of money Drake was asking for was far greater than the labels wanted to pay for him, especially since they were now a publicly traded company. If they would have given Drake more than their last deal, which was $400 million, it would lower their stock valuation because they're paying Drake a lot of money that they then have to wait years to recoup. This would only make their stock price drop even further. So the labels needed a way to force Drake to sign a deal that's worth a lot less than what Drake was expecting. Something Drake would never agree to unless he wasn't given a choice. The labels knew that if they were going to get Drake to re-sign to a new deal worth less, he was going to have to lose some value and take some sort of hit to his career. This is what led to the idea of having him beef with Kendrick. Not only did the labels see this as a way to make a lot of money and boost their stock value, but if they made sure to make Drake lose this beef, they could devalue him and get him to sign a deal worth a lot less, just like they wanted. According to Drake's lawsuit, UMG made sure he lost the beef by using strategic tactics, alleging that UMG made deals with Spotify to promote Not Like Us and at the same time not doing the same for Drake's records. He also claims that UMG used bots to amplify the success of the song to make it appear as it was even bigger than it was. The lawsuit also alleges that UMG lifted copyright restrictions for Kendrick's Not Like Us to influence streamers to make videos about the song without being copyright claimed, something Drake also claims the labels didn't do for his records. Drake also claims that UMG cleared Not Like Us even though it accused them of being a PDF file and then helped market it, essentially pushing a narrative that Drake is a PDF file. That is quite strange if you think about it. Why is UMG pushing a record which calls one of their biggest artists a PDF file? Well, like I said, it all goes back to Drake's contract coming to an end. See, while Drake's contract was coming to an end last year, Kendrick's contract was still going and wasn't close to ending. So essentially, UMG found a way to take Drake's value and transfer it over to their new golden child, Kendrick Lamar, who was locked into a global administration deal with UMG for his PG Lane label. This is what Drake is suing UMG over. Now, while it is funny to think Drake is suing UMG because Kendrick beat him in the beef, in reality, Drake is suing UMG because they set him up. The label expected Drake to take the L and just sign the deal they were offering him. Instead, Drake is now choosing to go toe-to-toe with the elite in the music industry, choosing to expose the labels and in the same breath, expose himself. As what the labels did for Kendrick, they have done for him plenty of times before. The labels have been manufacturing drama and creating artists using shady techniques from the beginning. They have robbed artists and manipulated the audience since the beginning. And they also have done wicked things like placing life insurance policies on artists before they mysteriously pass away. While I do believe Drake might be a PDF file like Kendrick claimed, I have to separate it from what he is doing now. While he's doing it for the wrong reasons, it is still something that should have been done years ago. Drake is suing UMG and exposing all their shady secret techniques. Everything that comes from this lawsuit is gonna give us an inside look at how these evil corporations manipulate the audience and turn artists into slaves. Every other artist who has attempted to do what Drake is doing ended up in bad circumstances. Either their career ended forever or worse, they ended up dead. I always bring up what happened to Michael Jackson. Michael was in a full-on war with Sony Records before his death. You think it's a coincidence he died right when he was taking them on? No. This is the price for such a big artist like Michael speaking out, and it's the same price that Drake is facing when he's choosing to speak out, being the biggest rap artist in the industry. These elite in the music industry need to shut these artists up immediately, so don't be surprised if this is what ends up happening to Drake. No one in Hollywood would take Drake's side because they don't want that beef. They know what comes with beefing with one of the big three. Honestly, it would be amazing to see Kendrick come out and start going after UMG too, since he claims he's for the people. As if UMG could do Drake like they did, they can do it to Kendrick and every other artist they no longer need. Right now, we are watching Drake risking it all to expose the most powerful record label in the music industry. This battle could end terribly for Drake. We need to see UMG's dirty tactics, and this lawsuit would reveal their evil. Well, I'ma end this one here, but before you guys go, I would like to politely ask you to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so we can get it seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.